The question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. These powerful words by Ayn Rand encapsulate a philosophy that has inspired, challenged, and provoked thought across generations. Today we dive deep into the mind of this enigmatic figure, a novelist, a philosopher, and an unapologetic advocate for the individual. Ayn Rand, born Alisa Zinovyevna Rosenbaum in 1905 in Russia, witnessed the horrors of the Bolshevik Revolution, an experience that profoundly shaped her philosophy and writing. Her journey to the United States in 1926 marked the beginning of an era where she would not only find her voice but also challenge the philosophical norms of her time. Rand's novels, Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, are not just stories, they're manifestos. The Fountainhead, published in 1943, introduces us to Howard Roark, an architect who chooses to struggle in obscurity rather than compromise his artistic vision. This novel is a celebration of the creative individual, fighting against the tide of mediocrity and collectivism. It's about the triumph of the human spirit against overwhelming odds. Atlas Shrugged, Rand's magnum opus, takes this a step further. Published in 1957, it weaves a dystopian tapestry where society's most productive members choose to withdraw their talents in protest against a parasitic system. This novel is not just a story, it's a philosophical exploration of Rand's vision of an ideal society. But what exactly is this vision? This is where we enter the world of objectivism, Rand's unique philosophy. Objectivism rests on the pillars of rational self-interest, individualism, and the pursuit of one's own happiness. It argues that the moral purpose of one's life is the pursuit of one's own happiness or rational self-interest, and that the only social system consistent with this morality is one that respects individual rights embodied in laissez-faire capitalism. Rand's philosophy is often misunderstood as a callous endorsement of selfishness. However, a closer look reveals something more nuanced. It is a celebration of the individual's potential and a call to live with integrity and purpose. Rand challenges us to think, to question, and to dare to stand alone if necessary. In today's exploration, we delve into seven transformative lessons from Ayn Rand's philosophy. These lessons are not just abstract concepts, they are practical tools for self-development. They challenge us to look within and question the societal norms that often go unchallenged. They invite us to embrace our individuality, to value our own judgment, and to carve our own path in the pursuit of happiness. As we embark on this journey together, remember that the essence of Rand's philosophy is not in blind adherence, but in the courage to think and live independently. Each lesson we will explore is a stepping stone towards understanding not just Rand's vision, but also our own potential in this vast, complex world. Moving on from our introduction to Ayn Rand and her philosophy, we now delve into the first of the seven transformative lessons from her teachings, the virtue of selfishness. Ayn Rand's concept of selfishness is often misinterpreted, leading to misconceptions about her philosophy. To understand this lesson, we need to redefine what selfishness means in the context of Rand's objectivism. For Rand, selfishness is not about mindless greed or the exploitation of others. Instead, it is about rational self-interest, the understanding that one's primary moral obligation is to achieve one's own well-being and happiness. Rand famously said, "To say I love you, one must first know how to say the I." This encapsulates her belief that understanding and valuing oneself is a prerequisite to meaningful relationships and contributions to society. She argues that only when individuals prioritize their values and goals Can they truly live fulfilling lives and in turn positively impact those around them? This concept directly challenges the traditional view that regards selfishness as inherently negative. Conventional moral teachings often promote self-sacrifice and altruism as the highest virtues, suggesting that prioritizing one's own interests is morally wrong. Rand turns this notion on its head, asserting that sacrificing one's own values and well-being for others is not only detrimental to oneself, but also to society. She believed that a society that respects individual rights and fosters self-responsibility would be more just and prosperous. To illustrate this, consider the story of a brilliant scientist who sacrifices his research to please his family, or an artist who abandons her vision to conform to societal standards. In both scenarios, the individuals deny their true selves, leading to a life of regret and unfulfilled potential. Conversely, imagine these individuals pursuing their passions and using their unique talents to their fullest. Not only would they achieve personal happiness and fulfillment, but they would also contribute significantly to society. Rand's idea of rational self-interest does not advocate for a life devoid of generosity or kindness. Rather, it suggests that these virtues should stem from a genuine alignment with one's values, and not from a sense of duty or guilt. For instance, a businessman who invests in a venture he truly believes in, or a teacher who dedicates her life to education because it's her passion, are both practicing Rand's ideal of rational self-interest. This lesson, therefore, is a call to introspect and identify what truly matters to us as individuals. It encourages us to set goals that resonate with our deepest values and to pursue them diligently. In doing so, we are not only asserting our right to personal happiness, but also setting a foundation for a life that is rich, fulfilling, and authentic. As we reflect on this lesson, it's important to recognize the courage it takes to live by this principle. It requires us to sometimes stand against societal norms, to face criticism, and to uphold our convictions even when it's challenging. Yet, the reward is a life lived on our own terms, a life where we are the authors of our destiny. The virtue of selfishness as taught by Ayn Rand is not about egotism or disregard for others. It's about recognizing and honoring our own worth, aspirations, and happiness. It's a celebration of the human spirit and its potential for greatness when unshackled from the chains of self-denial and sacrificial morality. As we progress through the other lessons from Rand's philosophy, this foundational concept of rational self-interest will be a recurring theme underpinning the journey towards self-development and personal excellence. Lesson 2. The Importance of Rational Thinking. Ayn Rand held that reason is man's only means of grasping reality and his primary source of knowledge. According to Rand, the human mind is not just capable of reasoning, but is fundamentally reliant on it for survival and flourishing. She asserts, "Reason is not automatic. Those who deny it cannot be conquered by it. Do not count on them. Leave them alone." This quote highlights the centrality of reason in her philosophy. It is a tool that needs to be actively engaged and cannot be taken for granted. In Rand's view, all knowledge starts with the evidence of the senses, our direct interaction with the world. From this sensory data, the mind uses reason to form concepts, integrate ideas, and make judgments. She vehemently opposed the notion of inherent knowledge or mysticism as sources of understanding. For Rand, acknowledging reason as the primary source of knowledge is acknowledging the power of the human mind to understand the world and shape our destiny within it. Critical thinking and logic are the cornerstones of rational thinking. They allow individuals to analyze information, discern truth from falsehood, and make decisions based on evidence rather than emotion or hearsay. In Rand's philosophy, the ability to think critically and logically is not just a skill, but a moral duty. It is through this rigorous process of thought that individuals can come to understand the world around them and their place within it. The application of rational thinking is crucial in decision-making. Rand believed that every choice we make shapes our lives and that these choices should be guided by rational thought rather than whims or societal pressures. This means evaluating options based on their long-term consequences, potential benefits, and alignment with one's values and goals. It is through this reasoned evaluation that individuals can make choices that lead to true fulfillment and success. Rand's emphasis on rational thinking extends to ethics as well. She argues that to live morally, one must live rationally. This means making ethical choices based on a rational understanding of one's self-interest, the facts of reality, and the potential impact on one's life and goals. For Rand, ethical living is not about following arbitrary rules or commands, but about making choices that are in one's rational best interest. In the context of society, Rand advocates for a system where rational thinking is at the forefront of public discourse and policy. She believed that a society that values reason is one that promotes freedom, innovation, and progress. In such a society, individuals are free to think, to question, and to innovate, leading to advancements in science, technology, and the arts. Rand also placed a significant emphasis on education in fostering rational thinking. She believed that education should not just impart knowledge, but should teach individuals how to think, to analyze, to question, and to reason. An educational system based on these principles would produce individuals capable of independent thought, innovation, and responsible citizenship. For personal growth, Rand posits that engaging in rational thinking allows individuals to understand themselves better, to identify their values, and to set meaningful goals. It is through the process of rational self-reflection and analysis that individuals can grow, overcome challenges, and achieve personal fulfillment. Contrary to the belief that creativity is purely an emotional or mystical process, Rand argues that creativity too is a product of rational thought. In her view, creativity involves using reason to integrate existing knowledge in new and innovative ways. It is the rational mind that enables artists, writers, and inventors to create works that are both original and meaningful. In discussing the importance of rational thinking, it is also crucial to acknowledge the challenges it faces in contemporary society. These include emotionalism, subjectivism, and the rejection of objective reality. Rand argued that these trends are detrimental not just to individual well-being, but to the health of society as a whole. She advocated for a culture that values and promotes rational discourse, scientific inquiry, and objective analysis. The lesson of the importance of rational thinking in Ayn Rand's philosophy is a call to recognize and embrace reason as our primary tool for understanding the world, making decisions, and living ethically. It is a call to cultivate critical thinking and logic, to value education and rational discourse, and to create a society where reason is respected and revered. Embracing this lesson is not just about acquiring knowledge, it is about building a foundation for a life of purpose, achievement, and true happiness. Lesson 3: Individualism over Collectivism. Ayn Rand staunchly believed in the supremacy of individual rights and freedoms over any form of collective or state control. She posited that each person is an end in themselves and should never be a means to the ends of others. Rand articulates this idea vividly when she asserts, "The smallest minority on earth is the individual. Those who deny individual rights cannot claim to be defenders of minorities." This statement underscores her belief that the protection of individual rights is the only true safeguard against tyranny and oppression. For Rand, individualism is not just a personal stance, but the bedrock of a just and progressive society. She envisioned a social order where individuals are free to pursue their own lives and happiness, unencumbered by undue state control or collective coercion. In her novel Atlas Shrugged, the protagonists epitomize this ideal. They are individuals who assert their right to live and work on their own terms. Rejecting the demands of a society that seeks to exploit their talents and creativity for the so-called common good. Rand believed that individualism is the fountainhead of creativity and innovation. She argued that all great achievements in science, technology, art, and literature are the products of individual minds working freely and without constraint. In her view, creativity thrives in an environment where individuals are free to think, experiment, and express themselves without fear of censorship or reprisal. The unique visions and innovations of individuals push society forward, challenging the status quo and leading to progress. Personal growth and self-realization, according to Rand, are possible only in an environment that respects individual autonomy. Each person should have the freedom to set their own goals, make their own choices, and live according to their own values. This freedom is essential for discovering one's passions, developing one's talents, and achieving personal fulfillment. Rand's characters, like Howard Roark in The Fountainhead, embody this philosophy. Roark, an architect, refuses to compromise his artistic vision even when it means facing rejection and poverty. His integrity and dedication to his individual vision represent the ideal of personal growth through steadfast adherence to one's values. In contrast to individualism, collectivism, according to Rand, subjugates the individual to the group, whether that group is defined by class, race, or some other collective identity. Collectivist thinking, in her view, leads to a loss of personal autonomy and ultimately to tyranny. It stifles creativity and innovation because it demands conformity and discourages independent thought. In a collectivist society, the unique talents and aspirations of individuals are sacrificed for the group's perceived needs, leading to a culture of mediocrity and stagnation. Collectivism, Rand argues, not only limits personal freedom and growth, but also harms society as a whole. When individuals are not free to pursue their own interests and develop their unique talents, society loses out on the potential contributions they could have made. Collectivism leads to a situation where instead of diverse, innovative ideas flourishing, a homogenized set of beliefs and practices takes precedence, stifling progress and leading to cultural and economic stagnation. In the realms of economics and politics, Rand's advocacy for individualism translates into support for laissez-faire capitalism and limited government. She believed that when individuals are free to trade and compete in the market, it leads to efficient allocation of resources, innovation, and wealth creation. Politically, she championed a system that protects individual rights and freedoms, arguing that such a system provides the best environment for human flourishing. The lesson of individualism over collectivism in Ayn Rand's philosophy is a profound assertion of the rights and freedoms of the individual. It is a call to recognize and honor the unique value and potential of each person. By championing individualism, Rand provides a framework for personal growth, creativity, and societal progress, contrasting sharply with the limitations and dangers of collectivist thinking. This lesson is a reminder of the importance of protecting and valuing individual rights as the foundation for a free, prosperous, and vibrant society. Lesson 4. The Role of Purpose. Ayn Rand passionately advocated for the idea that having a central purpose in life is essential for happiness and success. She believed that purpose acts as the guiding force in an individual's life, providing direction and meaning. In her words, a central purpose serves to integrate all the other concerns of a man's life. It establishes the hierarchy, the relative importance of his values. It saves him from pointless inner conflicts. This statement encapsulates her belief that a life without purpose is a life adrift, susceptible to external influences and internal confusion. Identifying one's purpose is a deeply introspective process. It involves looking inward to understand what truly drives and motivates you as an individual. This could be a passion for a particular field, a desire to achieve a specific goal, or a dedication to a set of values. Rand's characters often embody this pursuit of purpose, such as Rourke in The Fountainhead, whose purpose is his architectural vision, or Dani Taggart in Atlas Shrugged, driven by her love for running the railroad and making it successful. The journey to finding one's purpose often begins with self-reflection and a deep examination of one's values, interests, and talents. It's about asking oneself questions like, what am I passionate about? What gives me a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment? What are my natural talents and strengths? How can I contribute to the world in a meaningful way? This process may take time and can involve trial and error as individuals explore different paths and learn more about themselves. Once a sense of purpose is identified, the next step is to actively pursue it. This involves setting specific, achievable goals that align with one's purpose. It requires determination, resilience, and a willingness to overcome obstacles and challenges. Pursuing one's purpose often demands stepping out of comfort zones, taking risks, and making sacrifices. However, the fulfillment and satisfaction derived from living a purpose-driven life make these challenges worth confronting. Rand emphasizes the importance of aligning one's actions with their life's purpose. This means consistently making choices and decisions that support and advance one's central purpose. It involves prioritizing activities and commitments that are in line with one's goals and values and saying no to those that are not. This alignment is crucial for maintaining focus, conserving energy, and making consistent progress towards one's goals. In Rand's view, happiness and success are byproducts of living in accordance with one's purpose. When individuals engage in work and activities that resonate with their core values and aspirations, they experience a sense of joy and accomplishment. This is not a transient happiness, but a deep, enduring sense of fulfillment that comes from knowing one is living authentically and making a meaningful contribution to their chosen field or cause. Living a purpose-driven life also has a significant impact on one's self-esteem. Achieving goals and realizing one's vision fosters a sense of competence and self-worth. It reinforces the belief in one's abilities and the value of one's contributions. High self-esteem in turn fuels further achievements, creating a positive cycle of growth and success. Pursuing one's purpose is not without its challenges. It often involves facing skepticism, criticism, and opposition. As illustrated in Rand's novels, where her protagonists battle societal norms and expectations. However, these challenges are integral to the journey and test the strength of one's commitment to their purpose. The lesson of the role of purpose in Ayn Rand's philosophy is a powerful call to action. It urges individuals to find their central purpose in life and to align their actions with this purpose. This alignment is not just a path to personal happiness and success. It is a moral imperative that drives individuals to achieve their fullest potential. Embracing this lesson means embarking on a journey of self-discovery, setting meaningful goals, and living a life that is true to one's deepest values and aspirations. Lesson 5, The Ethics of Productiveness. In Ayn Rand's philosophy, productiveness is not just a practical necessity, but a moral virtue. She asserts that the act of creating value through productive work is not merely a means to an end, but an end in itself. Rand eloquently states, "Productive achievement is a consequence and an expression of health and self-esteem." For Rand, productiveness is an expression of one's rationality, a manifestation of one's ability to think, plan, and create. It is through productive work that individuals can actualize their ideas, utilize their skills, and contribute to society. Productiveness, in Rand's view, is the process through which humans sustain their existence and improve their quality of life. It involves applying one's mind and effort to create goods, services, or ideas that have value. This value creation is not limited to economic terms, but encompasses artistic, scientific, and intellectual achievements as well. Rand's characters, like Hank Reardon in Atlas Shrugged, epitomize this virtue through their dedication to their work and their relentless pursuit of innovation and excellence. Productive work plays a vital role in building and maintaining self-esteem. Rand believed that self-esteem is rooted in the knowledge that one is capable of facing the challenges of life. Through productive work, individuals not only prove their competence to themselves, but also gain a sense of pride and accomplishment. This sense of achievement is crucial for an individual's self-worth and overall well-being. To find meaning and value in one's work, it is essential to engage in a career or occupation that aligns with one's skills, interests, and values. This involves introspection to understand what one is passionate about and what kind of work resonates with one's personal identity. It means seeking roles that challenge and engage, where the individual can see the impact of their efforts and feel a sense of contribution. Setting clear and achievable career goals is another important aspect of finding meaning in work. Goals provide direction and a sense of purpose in one's professional life. They should be challenging yet realistic, pushing the individual to grow while providing a clear path to success. Achieving these goals contributes to a sense of accomplishment and reinforces the individual's belief in their abilities. Innovation and creativity are key components of productiveness. Rand encourages individuals to think outside the box, challenge conventional wisdom, and bring new ideas to fruition. This creative aspect of work is not confined to traditionally creative fields. It applies to all forms of productive work, from entrepreneurship to scientific research to the arts. Continuous learning and skill development are crucial for maintaining and enhancing one's productiveness. In an ever-changing world, staying abreast of new technologies, methodologies, and industry trends is vital. This not only enhances an individual's ability to contribute effectively, but also ensures ongoing personal and professional growth. While emphasizing the importance of work, it is also important to balance professional commitments with other aspects of life. This includes personal relationships, leisure activities, and personal health. A balanced life ensures that one is not only productive, but also healthy and fulfilled in all areas. In any productive endeavor, challenges and setbacks are inevitable. Rand's philosophy teaches resilience in the face of obstacles. It's important to view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning, rather than as insurmountable barriers. Persistence, adaptability, and a positive attitude are key in overcoming these obstacles and continuing on the path of productive work. The lesson of the ethics of productiveness in Ayn Rand's philosophy is a celebration of the human capacity to create, innovate, and add value to the world. It underscores the importance of productive work in achieving self-esteem, personal growth, and fulfillment. By embracing productiveness as a moral virtue, individuals can lead a life of purpose, contribute meaningfully to society, and achieve a sense of satisfaction and pride in their accomplishments. Lesson 6: Integrity and Moral Principles. Ayn Rand placed an extraordinary emphasis on the virtue of integrity, viewing it as essential to living a moral and fulfilling life. She defined integrity as the refusal to compromise one's convictions for the sake of convenience or social approval. In her words, integrity is the ability to stand by an idea. This assertion encapsulates the essence of her view on integrity. It is about unwavering adherence to one's principles, regardless of external pressures or temptations. For Rand, principles are not abstract concepts, but practical guidelines for living. They are derived from a rational understanding of reality and one's nature as a rational being. Living by these principles means making choices and taking actions that are aligned with one's core beliefs and values. This congruence between belief and action is what defines a person of integrity. Integrity is intrinsically linked to authenticity. By consistently acting in accordance with one's beliefs, an individual maintains their true self. This authenticity breeds a deep sense of self-respect and confidence. It allows individuals to lead a life that is not only morally upright, but also psychologically healthy. Rand's protagonists like John Galt in Atlas Shrugged embody this ideal. Their actions are a direct expression of their values, making them paragons of integrity and authenticity. Identifying one's moral principles is an introspective process. It involves examining one's beliefs, values, and the reasons behind them. This examination should be grounded in reason and objective reality. It requires asking oneself questions like, what do I consider right and wrong? What values are non-negotiable for me? What principles do I want to guide my life? The answers to these questions form the foundation of one's moral framework. Upholding one's moral principles often requires courage and resilience, especially when these principles are challenged by external circumstances or popular opinion. It involves making decisions that may be difficult or unpopular, but are in alignment with one's ethical beliefs. This commitment to principles, even in the face of adversity, is what characterizes a person of integrity. Consistency in action and belief is crucial for maintaining integrity. This means not only espousing certain values, but also living them out in one's daily life. It involves aligning one's actions, decisions, and interactions with others with one's stated beliefs and values. This consistency reinforces one's sense of self and provides a clear guide for behavior in various situations. Integrity also plays a vital role in relationships. It involves being honest and transparent with others, keeping promises, and respecting others' rights and boundaries. Relationships grounded in integrity are built on trust and mutual respect, forming a solid foundation for healthy and lasting connections. Living with integrity fosters personal growth. It challenges individuals to constantly evaluate and refine their beliefs, to learn from their experiences, and to develop a deeper understanding of themselves and the world around them. Integrity acts as a compass, guiding individuals towards actions and decisions that lead to personal and moral development. Conflicts of integrity, where one's values or principles are tested, are inevitable. Handling these conflicts requires a clear understanding of one's values and the willingness to make tough choices. It may involve compromise in non-essential areas, but never at the cost of one's core principles. Navigating these conflicts with honesty and courage is integral to maintaining one's integrity. The lesson of integrity and moral principles in Ayn Rand's philosophy underscores the importance of living a life congruent with one's beliefs and values. It is a call to identify and uphold personal moral principles, to act consistently with these principles, and to do so with honesty and courage. Embracing this lesson leads not only to moral rectitude, but also to a life marked by authenticity, self-respect, and profound personal fulfillment. Lesson 7, The Power of Independent Thinking. Ayn Rand championed the concept of independent thinking, which she saw as essential for personal freedom and societal progress. She believed that the ability to think independently, free from societal pressures and orthodoxies, is one of the most crucial attributes an individual can possess. In her words, "To think means to question, to find one's own answers, and to live by one's own thinking." This encapsulates her belief that independent thinking is not just an intellectual exercise, but a way of life. Rand saw conformity as a major threat to individualism and progress. She argued that when people conform to societal expectations or norms without critical examination, they suppress their unique perspectives and potential. Independent thinking, therefore, involves questioning prevailing beliefs, challenging established norms, and seeking truth based on one's own reasoning and evidence. Independent thought is the bedrock of innovation. Rand posited that all major advancements in science, art, and industry are the result of individuals who dared to think differently and challenge the status quo. She highlighted that progress is driven by those who question conventional wisdom and propose novel solutions to problems. This innovation is not confined to grand inventions, but occurs in everyday life when individuals apply creative and independent thought to their work and personal challenges. Personal authenticity is intrinsically linked to independent thinking. When individuals think for themselves, they develop a deeper understanding of their values, desires, and aspirations. This self-awareness enables them to live authentically, making choices that align with their true selves rather than external expectations. Such authenticity leads to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Nurturing independent thinking requires deliberate effort. It begins with cultivating curiosity and a love for knowledge. Encouraging oneself to ask questions, seek out new information, and engage with diverse perspectives is vital. Reading widely, exploring different fields, and exposing oneself to various viewpoints can broaden one's horizon and stimulate independent thought. Critical analysis and skepticism are essential tools for independent thinking. This involves not taking information at face value, but analyzing and evaluating it for validity and logic. It means being skeptical of easy answers and popular opinions, and instead seeking evidence and reasoning before forming conclusions. Engaging in debates and discussions can also foster independent thinking. Exchanging ideas with others, especially those with differing views, challenges one's thought processes and exposes one to alternative ways of thinking. It is important, however, to approach these exchanges with an open mind and a willingness to reconsider one's views in the face of compelling arguments. Journaling and reflective practices can help in developing independent thinking. Writing down thoughts, reflections, and responses to various issues can clarify one's thinking and reveal underlying beliefs and biases. Reflecting on one's experiences and decisions helps in understanding the rationale behind them, promoting a more thoughtful and deliberate approach to life. Resisting social pressure is crucial for maintaining independent thought. This might involve standing up for one's beliefs even when they are unpopular, or choosing a path that is different from the one expected by society or family. It requires courage and a strong sense of self, but it is essential for preserving one's intellectual autonomy. While advocating for independent thinking, it's also important to recognize the value of interdependence. Humans are social beings, and collaboration and learning from others are essential parts of our existence. Independent thinking should not mean isolation or disregard for others' perspectives. Rather, it is about engaging with others thoughtfully while maintaining one's own intellectual sovereignty. The lesson of the power of independent thinking in Ayn Rand's philosophy is a compelling call to break free from the shackles of conformity and to embrace the freedom and responsibility of thinking for oneself. It is a celebration of the human mind and its capacity to question, innovate, and create. By nurturing independent thought, individuals not only contribute to their personal growth and authenticity, but also to the advancement of society as a whole. As we draw our exploration of Ayn Rand's philosophy to a close, it's essential to reflect on the profound and actionable insights her teachings offer. Each lesson we've dissected not only challenges conventional paradigms, but also provides a robust framework for personal growth and self-actualization. Let's briefly revisit these pivotal lessons. 1. The virtue of selfishness. We began by exploring Rand's redefinition of selfishness as rational self-interest, challenging conventional morality that often demonizes self-focus. This lesson invites us to prioritize our values and goals for a fulfilling life, reorienting our understanding of what it means to truly care for oneself. 2. The importance of rational thinking. We delved into the significance of reason as the primary source of knowledge, advocating for a life guided by logic and critical thinking. This lesson is a reminder of the power of our minds to discern truth, make informed decisions, and lead a reasoned life. 3. Individualism over collectivism. Rand's preference for individual rights over collective control underscores the importance of personal freedom and autonomy. This lesson celebrates the unique potential of each individual and warns against the dangers of conformist thinking. 4. The role of purpose. We examined the crucial role of having a central purpose, highlighting how it directs our actions and decisions towards fulfillment and success. This lesson encourages us to introspect, identify our passions, and align our lives with these guiding stars. 5. The ethics of productiveness. Rand's view of productive work as a moral virtue emphasizes the creation of value as an expression of our abilities and a contribution to society. This lesson teaches us the importance of finding meaning in our work and the joy of achieving through our efforts. 6. Integrity and moral principles. We discussed the significance of living by one's principles, emphasizing that integrity and consistency in actions foster authenticity and self-respect. This lesson is a call to uphold our moral values even in the face of adversity. 7. The power of independent thinking. Finally, we explored the importance of thinking independently, free from societal pressures, fostering innovation and personal authenticity. This lesson encourages us to question, to seek our own answers, and to live by the conclusions we reach through our reasoning. As we reflect on these lessons, it becomes evident that Rand's philosophy is not just a set of abstract ideas, but a practical guide for living a fulfilling and meaningful life. These lessons challenge us to reassess our beliefs, to strive for personal excellence, and to live with purpose and integrity. They invite us to embrace our individuality, to think critically, and to contribute productively to the world around us. I encourage you to ponder how these lessons resonate with your life and aspirations. How can you apply these principles to enhance your personal and professional journey? In what ways can these insights transform your approach to challenges and opportunities? I urge you to take these lessons to heart. Let them be a catalyst for self-examination and growth. Embrace the journey of discovering your true self, of living by your values, and of making your unique mark on the world. Remember, the path to a fulfilling life is paved with the bricks of purpose, integrity, and independent thought. Ayn Rand's philosophy offers a powerful message that each individual has the capacity to lead a life of extraordinary meaning and achievement. It is a philosophy that champions the human spirit, advocating for a life lived boldly, thoughtfully, and authentically. So as you step forward from this moment, carry with you the wisdom of these lessons, and let them guide you to a life of purpose, integrity, and flourishing.